Isaiah has expressed some frustration this week about, you know, just his lack of opportunities overall, but specifically in the last game. What are your thoughts on some of the things that he's been saying about sometimes I feel disrespected and frustrated and whatnot?
Well, you know, I personally don't feel qualified to answer how he feels, because that's a personal feeling and a personal opinion. So I respect that. As far as the carries and the attempts, you know, whether it's 5 carries or 25 carries, we're always encouraging him to run hard, make the right reads, make good decisions, and put the ball where it should be put on every play. And we don't get into the amount or the lack of, or the if it's 25, like I said, or 5. We just try to do the best we can with what we have and then deal with the results and get ready for the next play. And every running back wants a lot of touches. That's the nature of the position. So, you know, we just we keep working hard, and we go from there.
You don't have to comment on how he feels, but how do you feel about him saying something like, sometimes I feel disrespected? I mean, what do you make of that?
You know, it's just hard, because it's a personal feeling. And I, as a position coach, you want the best for your players. And it's sad that he feels that way. But, again, it's unfortunate, and I wish it was different for him. But it's football, and we all got a role, and we all have things that we have to do, and we just try to do the best that we can. We don't control any of those other things. We come to work, we do our jobs, and then we get ready for the next play and the next week.
On that one drive, we got to go 96 yards without throwing a pass. What was working so well in the run game, and then something changed after that from a defensive perspective that limited either the attempts or the success that you guys had?
Well, first of all, you've got to have great attention to details in the run game. I mean, it really does. It takes every member to do their jobs at a high level. And then we need the great execution for it to be successful. And the runner's got to do his job. He's got to have a key. He's got to know what he's looking at, why he's looking at it. He's got to make a great decision. And then based off of that decision, he's got to put the ball in the correct gap. And he did that at a very high level. And our offensive unit did that at a high level for periods of a time on Sunday. And we like our guys up front. We like our backs. And, you know, the play caller, it's his calls. And so we all, no matter what he calls, our emphasis as coaches at your position is to execute whatever he calls, whether you like it or not like it. Execute it, because it's football. And you're not going to run it 80 times in a game. You're not going to throw it 80 times in a game. And I know that's going overboard with my example, but we just try to teach them, hey, guys, there's no complaining, no whining. Whatever is called, let's execute it at the highest level we can and get ready for the next snap.
What do you tell Crow about only getting the one carry after the 59-yard run, though? Because we've heard we need to inspire the play caller. And a 59-yard run was your longest play of the season on offense. If that doesn't inspire the play caller to run more, what does?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a benchmark for any runner. If you're going to get 100 yards rushing in a game, you need at least one and most likely two explosive runs. So that was very encouraging, very excited for our football team when that happened. And we thought that he would probably break one or two more, because he was feeling in such a good rhythm. And what takes course in the nature of the game and the calls that are selected, it's up to the play caller and his decision, and we live with it. Whatever he calls, we execute it, and we move on.
What stands out about this Bears run defense?
Employee number 96. I mean, he's unbelievable. He's unbelievable. And they've got some other really, really good players and are solid and execute real well. And they've got a great defensive coordinator that's been there for a while and been in the league for a long time. So they have a great plan and a great scheme. But employee number 96 is he's unbelievable. Nobody blocks him. He takes on double teams, triple teams. He splits blocks. He sheds blocks. He's sacking the quarterback. He's tackling the runners. I'm not surprised he doesn't move over to offense after they come off the field. The guy's unbelievable. He's a marvelous talent, and you can't help but rewind the film a bunch of times just to watch him destroy blockers. And so it's our turn this week, so good luck to our guys. But it's exciting. Our guys are looking forward to the challenge because he's such a good player. He plays really, really hard. But he gets blocked, and I know it doesn't seem like it, but he gets blocked, and our guys are excited to put 600 pounds on him.
Did he give them a little bulletin board material this week by any chance, by basically guaranteeing that they're not going to lose to the Browns?
I'm sure some guys might take it that way. I can't speak for everyone, of course, but you're trying to win every game, and our guys are hungry, and I'm sure some of them are going to take that a little bit more personal. And it's fun. It's all in the name of the game and the nature of this profession, and that when you're struggling and you're down, you know, people are going to kick you. So we've been getting kicked, and now we'll see what we can do on Sunday.
Joel Bitonio was named a Pro Bowl alternate. What has having him healthy all year kind of done for your run game?
I tell you what, he's been a really bright light for us all season long because he's so positive. He works extremely hard, as do the rest of the guys up front. But he's been a leader, especially since Joe went down. He's kind of taken that role of being the next guy up. And he's always encouraging guys, and he's never negative about anything. Whether we lose a yard or we gain a yard, he's the same. And that's what you really appreciate about him as a professional, is that he's always the same, and he works really, really hard. And I'm excited for him. I'm happy for him. And I think this is just the beginning for Joel and his success in the future.